Let's start again. So my name is Julius. I work for Nextcloud, and I want to talk a bit about Nextcloud Office, mainly with a focus on how we work together with Collabora and the LibreOffice community to build the web office integration into Nextcloud. For those that aren't aware, just I'll keep that brief because I guess most people know what Nextcloud is. We are a content collaboration platform, fully free and open source. Every code is available to everyone. We have different components. We have classical file management, groupware, mail, calendar, Nextcloud Talk as a video and chat platform, and of course Nextcloud Office as one key component there, where we work together with Collabora to build that. And this is how Nextcloud Office looks like. Like if you've seen Collabora online before, it looks slightly quite familiar. We have a couple of adjustments there to fit a bit more into the Nextcloud user interface and UI that we have. So different icon set, slightly more simplified user interface, but generally the software is the same. And of course we make advantage of all the advanced features that Collabora Online has. As mentioned, we work closely together with Collabora. I get a bit more into that later on, like how our teams work together, because I think that's also one important part that probably still happens not often enough, that open source projects work together or closely together. And of course, everything is based on LibreOffice as kind of the core for all the the nice document editing there. But I want to highlight a few features or integration works that we did together in the past, roughly past year. One of that is a feature that Collabora recently added, is an API for document extraction of information and transformation of documents. So this is API work that mostly Attila from Collabora Online did in online and LibreOffice core. It allows, it gives us a REST API where you can send a document to, and then you will get like structured JSON data with the content of that document. Can be images embedded, can be like paragraphs or for slides. You get like all the different elements that are there. And then the second part of this API is that there is a transformation endpoint, so you are able to pass a document and then do certain changes on it, and that all from an external party, like from Nextcloud, for example. So as of right now, there is like a way to for filling out forms with content controls. There is support for all kind of different controls that are there in documents. There's the ability to read and write chart data. You can set document properties if you want to add copyright information or certain things. And the most recent addition is that you can actually do changes to presentation slides. I get a bit more into that later. First of all, this is a bit of like how we make use of this API inside of Nextcloud. So for the content controls, we added the ability that if you have a template and you start creating a new document, we'll basically render all the content controls that are in the document as like a nice form that users can fill out. So you basically can just like enter the information, then you'll end up with a nicely filled document there. Second part is that within Nextcloud we integrate with another open source tool, Windmill, for building more complex automations, and this is where the API endpoints really become powerful, because you can build like all kind of workflows for like company processes in public administrations, where one aspect then, for example, could be to generate a PDF out of a form with data that comes from other systems. This is where it really becomes more powerful. Bit on transforming slides, that was the most recent addition. So it's a command queue that you can basically pass any commands that should be executed on that specific file. So there are slides, commands to select certain slides, to change layout, to set text on it. Just so you have an idea, that's from the documentation of Colabra. So you can basically rearrange the slides, add new slides in there, and then set the text. And we want to basically experiment with this to be able to generate slides and experiment with LLMs also, because there's, yeah, like, I mean, AI is a huge topic. There's probably no way around that anymore. So we also want to get involved in that part. And this is kind of the groundwork done by Colabra for this. That's kind of like there are REST APIs, as mentioned. They can be used either on Colabra side or we as Nextcloud also exposed them. And of course, we're regularly discussing also future use cases because there could be a lot more things that you can transform documents to, like spreadsheets we haven't looked into yet, what exactly you could do with those. So there's likely more to come there. One other aspect, as I mentioned, AI is a topic. We are in Nextcloud integrating with all kind of different AI platforms. We're mostly focusing on the ones that are somewhat open. So we also have a rating system for AI there. But this is all kind of optional in Nextcloud. You always have the ability to enable that if you want it, and if not, then there is no involvement of any AI. And this is also where we integrated our dynamic AI system, the Nextcloud Assistant, into Colabra. You can just click a button and then get access to whatever LLM you have integrated there. Next one is one example that has been around for quite a while in Colabra Online, like a file conversion API, quite simple. We made use of that already for years, just for generating previews of files. But we actually now also integrated that into the user interface, make it easier for users to convert files right from the file listing without even opening the full Office UI. And yeah, there's more work ongoing. Like, we want to make the setup easier because that's, I think, the majority of issues that we get reported and see in the internet is about problems with the setup, and people get errors that they don't understand. So we want to make that easier. We're trying to catch more and more scenarios where connectivity could fail. And with recent work from Mevin from Colabra, we actually closed the last gap. So we now also can check the connectivity from Colabra to Nextcloud and basically can cover the full chain of where network connectivity could go wrong. And yeah, I mean, that's just like how we try to expose in the user interface. So we try to give more hints on where things go wrong and then point people to the right documentation, or ideally just give them a hint on what they need to change immediately. I mean, there's a lot more happening. You heard a couple of things from Michael, all the great features that are ongoing in Colabra and LibreOffice, performance improvements on both sides on Colabra, but also with the Nextcloud, where we make opening files faster, reduce overhead in the browser and on the server there. I think a couple of that was already mentioned. We're planning to look into more deeper integration of slide templates. That's maybe also one interesting thing. So you can have all the templates that you have in Nextcloud right within your sidebar of in your Impress in the browser. And generally a lot of bug fixing. But I wanted to also talk a bit about like how we collaborate as two communities, two software companies that are there. We are closely working together. Our engineers having regular or basically weekly meetings together where we just exchange on what kind of bugs have been reported on either sides, what is kind of common problems that we run into. We do feature code development where one party comes up with an idea and then we drive that together forward. We also do shared code contributions, so Collabora people are committing changes on our code base, on the Nextcloud code base, and the other way around. So we're really trying to help each other there with like the abilities that everyone can provide, and there is a lot of good exchange of ideas there. Like especially this weekly call is really beneficial, I think. It's nice to stay in contact, to also get insights from how other open source communities work. I think this is really something that isn't happening enough. And yeah, like if there is any open source project where you think you can work together, definitely try to get in more contact with, talk to the people. And I think being around here at Fostum is kind of the best place to start at. Yeah, a couple of other things. Our designers also, our usability people are also in regular exchange. We do usability testing both with customers, but also with end users or home users. And we also have regular design reviews because in Nextcloud we have quite an open design team, let's say, so also people from the community can come to our design team and ask for reviews of their apps or their the work they are doing, get feedback on that. So this is something where we also spread further than the Nextcloud community, and also like interact with Collabora there. Sometimes we also align releases where it makes sense, because if you do like both work on a feature, then you also want to you're probably going to make more impact if you announce that together. And maybe one thing to mention, that's something that Collabora has that I find quite nice, is they have a weekly community meeting call where people can just join, get involved, just listen to what's going on. Think that's something we don't have at Nextcloud, but I find that quite quite good and quite interesting to join from time to time. And last but not least, just wanted to mention that we're of course open for any contributions. We work together. We have external contributors as well. Both Nextcloud and Collabora Online have dedicated pages for how you can do your first contribution. We have good first issues like that give you an easy start, easy task into doing a code contribution, but also others like translations are reporting issues. That's all valuable things. And yeah, I think if we work together more between open source projects, we can actually make a bigger impact, because just like the synergies, we work together. And yeah, I mean, in general, if there are any ideas you want to talk about, feel free to address them, share them with us, and yeah, looking forward to maybe have some additional contributors there. And that was it from my side. Thank you.